Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome back to the program. Pre-4th of July edition. We are live today, taking your phone calls and your emails. If you're so inclined, give us a call. Trying to figure out if a lot of people are working today. I think I brought this up last hour, as a matter of fact. We are here, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you on the radio, on television, etc., and answering your money questions as we do every single day. Now, we're here live today, not here tomorrow. Professor Plum's going to be barbecuing, and I'll be doing something. I really don't know, but it won't be here. We'll have a program, it just won't be live. So, interrupting the week. And this is one of the few times, as I said last hour, if you were listening, when a holiday happens to fall on a Tuesday, which really doesn't happen all that often, but when it does, people just decide to heck with Monday. We're going all out. We're going to make this a four-day weekend. But we don't do that on this program because, you know, money doesn't wait. In fact, the markets also said to heck with it.
They closed at 1 o'clock Eastern time today.
That they did. So they called it off and that's it. I don't know what else happened on the markets. Nothing really happens. You know, it's pre-4th of July. But once again, as I said last hour, this is the start of the second half of 2017. Now, it doesn't mean that anything urgent needs to be done, but it's probably a really good time to review where you are. Maybe if you haven't talked to your advisor yet this year, your tax advisor, your financial planner, whatever, probably a really good time to start doing that. Sometime, I would suggest, this month, because there's plenty of time, at least right now, to perhaps correct any potential tax problems. You might wind up paying too much in taxes. You could be looking at this and deciding, you know, this might be a good time to increase your 401k contribution.
Or maybe change your withholding so you don't owe a lot when you file your tax return, John.
You were bringing me up, weren't you? Have I done it yet? No, I did increase the 401k.
Okay, that'll help.
I don't think I can increase it anymore now. So what do you do next? You just increase your withholding?
If you're still going to be short, you either...
I'm talking about up to the match.
Yes. Oh, I was going to say,
No.
You're doing good, John.
No, my wife does the saving on her end, but you got to take free money. In fact, we've said that a lot. If you have a 401k, Professor Plum, there may have been an email on this, as a matter of fact. If you have a 401k and there's a match and you're not contributing to it, probably a mistake, hey?
Well, I think it's a mistake not to get the free money, but you also have to understand how they do set the match. Some companies will base it on your annual compensation and how much you contributed for the year. And so you can change your, you can try to go all heavier at the beginning or none at the end, or none at the beginning, heavier at the end, and still get the full match. Some companies do it on a per paycheck by paycheck basis. So that if you don't put in at least X amount of dollars per paycheck, you won't get the match for that paycheck. So it is something you want to understand about your match. Because I know some people who will, the first quarter, go without putting money in their 401k to try to pay off the bills from Christmas. And so they get a little bit higher paycheck by not putting money in the 401k for the first 3 months. Then the second quarter comes around and they start putting money back in the 401k. And through the year, maybe it's they match on the first 6%. And they'll get the full amount in, the full 6% of their pay in. But they do it over half a year or 9 months instead of the entire year. If your company matches on a per paycheck basis, you're missing out on some free money. Even if you max it out after that. Some companies look at the entire year and they say, okay, well, yeah, they They changed their withholding through the year, but they made the six for the entire year, so we'll give them the match for the entire year. Not all companies do it that way.
You know, there are some who have advised younger people especially that if they're not making a lot of money and they're not in a high tax bracket, that it's better to not do, say, the 401k and perhaps try to do the Roth first. And once you max out the Roth, then go to the 401k. But you might suggest, Professor Plum, that that could work, except in the case where there is a match to that employee. Would you suggest that they should do the match first before even a Roth?
I do like the Roth IRA, especially for younger people. I like the flexibility of it. I like the ability for them, for the first-time home purchase coming from a Roth IRA. But I love free money. Get the free money.
We get so little of it.
Yeah, I do like free money. And with the advent of a lot of companies now having the Roth 401k, you can get the free money and a Roth. Now, the Roth 401k is different than a Roth IRA. You don't have the flexibility. You can't withdraw the money for a first-time home purchase. And so there's difference in that. But free money is free money. Now, if I am doing a Roth 401k, and I'm doing it for the matching contribution does not go into the Roth 401k side of the equation. The matching contribution goes into the traditional 401k side of the contribution. So it will always be the pre-tax traditional type 401k until you roll it out and put it into either an IRA or Roth IRA at that point. But the matching contribution does not go into the Roth side of the equation.
Nope, it's going to be taxed differently, and it's just the way it is. All right, so, I should give the phone number.
That'd be nice.
Hey, it's kind of a loose day. I said it's
I can do the first part. I just never remember the numbers.
Well, you remember the numbers, just not in the correct order.
877-PLANNER.
877-752-6637. All right,
I can never get those right.
Easily spell out PLANNER.
I just know PLANNER.
PLANNER, PLANNER. Makes it a whole lot easier to remember that, right? 877-752-6637. Those emails, where do you go for that? Send us an email, Professor Plum.
Ask the Brain Trust at wealthed.com.
You go to wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com, and you can ask the Brain Trust. There's a link there that says Find Your Answer.
Oh, it says Find Your Answer?
Yes.
I've never actually asked a question on that website, so it's not something I've ever done.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, so that's where you go. I've only been saying it for a long time, but that's okay. You know, when I'm talking like that, you're preparing for your...
I'm reading something, trying to find out about property taxes or LLCs.
Exactly. In fact, we had a question last hour on LLCs, which I'll take a couple of calls, but it was a question regarding property tax reassessment. If you put your property, this is a person who bought a property in California.
Wants to put it into an LLC.
I guess a rental property. Wants to put this rental property inside of a limited liability company.
And I haven't found the direct answer because it didn't say specifically.
No, it didn't.
But I found enough peripheral things that I'm pretty sure that it does not, unless there's an ownership change.
Well, that it does not trigger a reassessment of property taxes, which in some states, especially California, is very important because you might be carrying a very low property tax basis, I guess is what they call it. Mm-hmm. And if it gets reassessed, it could jump way up and you'll pay more in property taxes. So. All right. Again, 877-PLANNER. I want to get back to the phone lines. Let's see. Bill is next in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody today?
Well, we're doing just fine. We're getting set for a nice holiday tomorrow. How are you doing?
Good. Say, my wife and I have been accumulated over the years about 26 annuities that we've just kept. And 1035'd into new ones all the time. And I'm just wondering, is there an exit strategy that would be smart? We don't need the money, so I don't have to take it out. And basically, I've used it as self-insuring for long-term care. We're both 77 years old, and I just wonder if there's... I've been trying to rack my mind thinking, what's an excellent exit strategy on that?
There may not be an excellent exit strategy. If you're doing it for long-term care, though, you may be able to use and leverage up some of the cash value in some of those annuities to buy some of these or 1035 exchange into some of these newer annuities that offer long-term care as a multiple of the cash value. And so it allows you to leverage up the existing cash value in the event of long-term care. And so you could then, take $100,000, $200,000 of your annuities and set it aside and have $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 worth of long-term care, and now you can go and spend the rest of the money without worrying about it. But you're going to have the tax problem. It is.
There will be. I mean, eventually, I've got half of them in my wife's name and half of them in my name as the annuity owner. And so when one of us passes away, then that's going to come to, I pass away, it's going to come to her. She'll have to pay tax on the valuation.
Right. Many times there will be something called a spousal continuation where a spouse can take it over and continue just on their own as if it were their contract to begin with. And so there won't be any taxability at that point. So it's really after the two of you are gone that the big problem is. Now, if you have enough assets that you can, you know, basically carve these off, if you were charitably inclined, and leave them to charities that you're passing, and then you're, as long as you have enough assets for your heirs from other sources, you can do that, and nobody would pay the taxes. So they make a good charitable gift if you're charitably inclined.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. Well, then they don't make a very good gift.
That's terrible to say. I'm being facetious. But that is. But the chickens are going to come home to roost when we both go then.
Yeah, at some point, somebody gets to pay the taxes. And it could be your heirs. You know, let them pay the taxes. You know, and if they complain about it, first off, you won't hear it. And second off, that's a little problem of their own.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I got to take a break. If you have some more questions or want to talk a little bit more about this, if you can hang on, we'll be happy to talk to you on the other side of the break or off the air. So hold on if you want to get into this just a little bit more. I have a couple things that we can add to it as well. All right. 877-PLANNER, our number. 877, what is it, Professor Plum?
75-something, and I can't remember the rest.
752-6637. He knows every number in the world except that. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back, I think. Yes, with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your Alcorn.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We'll get to some more of your emails. We've been doing quite a few of those today, and your phone calls. No set topic. Just answering your questions as we head into the 4th of July holiday tomorrow, and then we'll be back live on Wednesday. So get your questions in today. If you can't, you've got to wait till Wednesday, and we'll be back answering them then. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752.
6637.
There it is. Look at this. I learned you the number right there during the break. We drilled it over and over. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. Okay, we're going to go back to Bill in Scottsdale, or maybe his wife has joined us. I'm not quite sure. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. And I was told maybe your wife also has a question.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She's on the other line.
On the other line.
Oh, okay.
There she is. Go ahead, Pat. Her name's Pat.
Pat. Okay.
We were wondering about if we annuitized one of these annuities,
mm-hmm.
how would be the best way to get it out? And could you please explain the tax structure? Is it on the principal, the interest, or?
Well, basically what happens when you
annuitize it, how much of the monthly income that you'd request would it be all interest to begin with, or
no.
would it be
principal
also?
When you annuitize it, meaning you basically trade the cash value in for a guaranteed stream of payments, generally for the rest of your life, you have no access to the cash anymore. The payment that you're going to receive, usually on a monthly basis, will be a pro rata distribution of your basis and the earnings and what they're going to be paying on the contract. So what you at first have to know is what your basis in the contract is. You've had many of these annuities for a long time, so there may be quite a bit of deferred gain in the contract. So the first thing is to find out what the basis is. Let's say you have a contract that has, you know, $100,000 of value, but $30,000 of it is the original basis that you put in 15, 20, 25 years ago, and the other $70,000 is accumulated earnings that you haven't paid tax on yet. It's just been deferring and growing, right? So the idea is, and then you're going to trade that $100,000 in, and they may give you $10,000 a year or some number like that for the rest of your life. So they're going to look at that and say, okay, they're receiving $10,000. What is the taxable event on that $10,000 of earnings? Basically, the easiest way to look at it is they're going to look at the expected lifetime. They're going to say, at you said 71, 72 years of age or so?
Seven. We are now.
Yeah, so let's
and
say that
we have longevity. Our parents, both our set of parents, lived into their early 90s.
Now, they're not going to look at your longevity. They're going to look at the average longevity of a combined couple, of a couple, you know, 71, 72, or whatever your ages are. And let's assume that your combined life expectancy, joint life expectancy, was 15 years. I'm purely making these numbers up. It is not based on you and you alone. You could live to be 127. That's not the point. But what they're going to do is they're going to say, let's say their expected life expectancy is 15 years. Your basis is 30. They'll basically take 30 divided by 15 and $2,000. They'll divide the two. $2,000 of basis will be included in your payout every year. So of the $10,000 that you're receiving, in my hypothetical example, $8,000 would be taxable and $2,000 would be a return of your original $30,000 over your life expectancy. If you live longer, than the life expectancy, and you've received back a tax-free distribution each year for the 15 years, and you've received all your basis back. Once you've received all your basis back, the payment turns into 100% taxable at that point. So they're going to proration out the basis out over the years. Until the principal's gone.
What about if we didn't do it over our life? If we did it on a 5 or 10 year basis, can we do that?
Well, you can do that on a specific period of time, assuming that specific period of time is shorter than your joint life expectancy. And then what they just do is they basically divide the basis by the number of years they're going to pay it out. So if we really did have a $30,000 basis and it was a 5 year payment, and you're receiving $22,000 a year or whatever the number is. $30,000 divided by 5 is $6,000. $6,000 of that payment is going to be basis, and whatever else is going to be taxable.
Okay. They have a formula they work with then.
Oh, yeah. And they go. So when you ask for a quote, if you were going to do that, you would take a look at it. They're going to base it on the state that you live in, and it'll say, $100,000 will give you X amount of dollars of payment over a 5, 10, whatever the number, whatever payout period you've selected. And the exclusion ratio for that is X, and that's how much of that payment will be excluded from taxes.
I see. Okay. Exclusion ratio. Okay.
Okay, I wrote that down.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. Is it better to take it in a 5 or 10, or being that we're...
In today's world, I think 5-year term certain, not life contingent annuity should be outlawed. Because it's very likely that if you did a 10-year or 5-year payment on $100,000, you wouldn't even get $20,000 a year.
Oh.
So they're not age dependent when they're term certain. And the cost to the company and what the company can earn over a shorter period of time just doesn't allow them to make a payment that is equal to what you gave them. So typically, life payments will work a little bit better, but it's all a matter of let's shop it out. I mean, you've got a great guy there in Scottsdale that can help you, and he can say, okay, given this number that you have, you want to do this annuity, that annuity, whatever one you want to do, the payout would be this amount of money per month based on a 5-year, 10-year life payment, whatever the case may be. And you can take a look at it and say, well, that kind of doesn't work, or that's really attractive. Yeah, so you just need to look at the payouts. But right, what I have seen lately, a 5-year payout, even a 10-year payout, if I had $100,000, they may give me $10,000 a year on a 10-year term certain.
And the reason is because they're going to make some money on this, but they can't go out.
They're not going to earn much.
Earn much, right.
The agent that sells it to you is probably going to get a 2 or 3% commission.
Sure.
Depending upon the state, there may be a state premium tax. I'm not sure about Arizona. I don't think they have one. I know that California has a nasty one. Nevada has a horrible one for non-qualified money. Where, like in Nevada, if you gave the insurance company $100,000 for an immediate annuity, the insurance company has to send $3,000, 3%, to the state. So they're only working with 97%, percent of the money, 97,000 out of the 100. Then they're going to pay the agent 2%, 3% maybe. I don't know the number. It depends on what it is. So they're really only working. They're working from behind the eight ball to begin with, and it just doesn't pay out on a short-term payout. So I don't think Arizona has a state premium tax, but Chris Lloyd, my buddy in Arizona, would know for sure.
Does that help you out?
Okay, got that.
We know, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're very welcome, Bill and Pat. Thank you for the call.
And when it comes to financial planning in general and annuities in specific, there's hardly anybody ever better than Chris Lloyd in Scottsdale.
And coming from you, that's quite a compliment, I would say. He's been on this program. He prefers to, work one-on-one with clients rather than, speak to the mass audience, so we don't have him on a whole lot, but he's still quite good. And he knows exactly these types of products and how to research them. That's Chris Lloyd, who works out of the Phoenix or Scottsdale office there. It's true. Part of the problem, of course, is that if the insurance company has to make sure that the money stays there and that it doesn't go down, they can't take a lot of risk with it.
When you're buying a term certain, the insurance company knows exactly that they have to make a payment every month for the next 5 years, 10 years, whatever the term is. But they also have to make a profit. But they also have expenses. How are they going to do that? And it's very difficult with immediate annuities on short-term guaranteed basis.
Yeah, the problem is, of course, that interest rates being what they are, you can't earn anything safely. Very little, anyway. Okay, taking a break and coming back with more. Some lines open for you right now. If you have questions on any of this stuff, whatever's on your mind, 877-PLANNER. We'll get to some more of your emails as well. Email us there at our website, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Talking 4th of July, patriotism, etc., etc. All right.
This is a great song.
Yeah, it's this nice little build up.
Well, there's actually two songs that you're talking about.
I understand that. Yes, there's a theme. This was Kenny Loggins, and right. He did this Danger Zone song.
Faltermeyer did
the Harold Faltermeyer song that leads up to that. And then leads right
in. As soon as they hit the catapult and shoot that jet off the carrier deck.
That's it, yes. Top Gun, we're talking about. For those of you, two people who don't know what we're talking about. That's what it is. Anyway, was it released about this time in 86? Wasn't it a summer movie, I think?
I had a street bike at the time, a little sport bike. And I rode right past the crowd, right up front, parked up front. I didn't even know there was a sport bike in the movie, but...
And then as you're riding away, thumbs up? You could have ridden at the time. You could have ridden, I think, right along where that Miramar runway is.
To get on the road where he was doing it, you had to be in the military.
Oh, okay. Well, then there was another
road. There's a frontage road not too far away. Oh, trust me, I knew the area well.
Yeah.
Because I love watching those planes come in and land.
Oh, yeah.
And take off.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, okay, where were we? Oh, that's right. We have a program to do. We're here till the top of the hour. Oh, 877-PLANNER, our number. We've been taking your phone calls and your emails, 877-752-6637. Before we get to the next email, we were talking with Bill in Scottsdale, Arizona, and they had some questions on annuities and so forth. He had talked about doing, for those that missed it.
Well, he'd been building up fixed annuities as a way to self-insure for long-term care. And for many years, that was not that uncommon of a way to go. Just build up a lot of money off the side so that you have the money available if you need to, and you can pay your own long-term care. In the last couple of years, the annuity companies have created ways to turn that cash value of a fixed annuity or a variable, any annuity, and leverage it up for long-term care. So you still maintain the cash value. You still have it if you need the money for some other purpose. But if you do need the long-term care, if I have $100,000 of cash value, I may have $200,000 or $300,000 of benefit for long-term care. It's a way of leveraging it up. So you don't have to have as much money sitting on the sidelines to cover the long-term care as you, when you're paying dollar for dollar, you need a little bit more.
So they used to do it that way, or it still is, although not as much. How did it work in those? I mean, why an annuity? I guess for long term care.
Hey, well, back we used to be able to earn a little bit of interest on them. Now they're paying a little even less interest. But the idea was that it was tax deferred while we didn't need it, and then when we did need it for long term care, much of the long term care expense could be deductible, so it was offsetting the taxable event that was coming out of the annuity. That was back when you could. Now, the benefit itself, I mean, it's still going to work that way, and then we get into the benefit itself because it's a long-term care benefit. It's tax-free.
Yeah, so what happens now is, in fact, if you have one of those old annuities, maybe you've been holding on to it for a long time.
Any personal annuity where you have a large deferred gain and that you don't, that you're using for long-term care, or you want to use part of it to help you leverage up to cover the long-term care.
Yeah, you might want to consider at least switching over or doing what's called a 1035 exchange into one of these long-term care type annuities, and we've been dealing with this for quite a little while now, that would allow you to potentially have what? Up to...
Well, it depends on the there's different contracts available and how you want to go about structuring it, but you can get two, three, four times as much benefit as the cash value.
Yeah.
Now, this is different than the life insurance-based ones. These are pure annuity-based ones. You cannot 1035 from an annuity into the life insurance ones. You can 1035
you can go from life insurance into...
to the annuity. Why? Yeah. Because life insurance has preferential tax treatment. Annuities don't. You can go from an annuity to an annuity, same tax treatment. You can go from life insurance to an annuity, preferential treatment to non-preferential treatment.
You do that all day.
But you cannot go from non-preferential treatment to preferential treatment.
No, they just that would give you a benefit that you were not intended to have.
Yeah.
So, but what the reason people might consider doing this, Professor Plum, is because if you 1035 exchange one of these old annuities, which, by the way, would be fully taxable, into maybe one of these long-term care type annuities, the tax treatment could be considerably...
It's a little cleaner.
Different.
But if you need the money, it's going to be taxable to you anyway. If you don't need the long-term care and you use the money during your lifetime,
well,
same tax treatment as it was before.
Right.
If you don't need the long-term care, you die and you leave it to your heirs, same tax treatment as it was before. It's just a little cleaner when it's a long-term care benefit if you need long-term care and you get more benefit. You know, like I said, if you were to put $100,000 in, you may get $300,000 worth of long-term care benefit. And so instead of having $300,000 set off to the side specifically earmarked,
you don't need
as much. I only need $100,000 set off to the side specifically earmarked.
Now, if you do use it for long-term care, how is it taxed?
Tax-free.
Yeah. And I think that's the big, one of the two big selling points, or at least features, let's put it that way, features of this is that what would have been taxable prior, if you just kept it in your annuities, is now tax-free to you if you use it for long-term care. Oh, and by the way, you get, in some cases, double or triple or, I don't know, even more, perhaps?
I've heard some a little bit higher, yeah, and so I rely on certain experts.
All right, so if you put $50,000 in or something like that into this
annuity... $200,000, maybe $250,000 worth of coverage.
You never know.
So the higher the multiplier, the more underwriting there might be.
Yeah, so which means that they're going to means test.
Well, not means testing. They're going to health test.
It's a health test, which is a means test. It's like saying a means test for health. That's what it is.
And if you mean test.
Well, hey, they're not going to supply you with four times the benefit of long-term care if you've already got one foot in the ambulance.
Yeah, but I mean, but it is not as difficult to get as maybe traditional long-term.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's actually a wonderful thing. It can be. Again, especially if you happen to have one of those old annuities, because the tax treatment on those old annuities, I mean, you're going to be taxed, you or your whoever uses it, an heir. Yeah,
somebody is going to pay the taxes on those someday.
Yeah.
Unless you give it to a charity.
And which we had talked
to
our caller. Right, yes. We had talked to our caller, Bill, who was not charitably inclined.
His words.
That's all right. That's what he said. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.
Sure. Okay, let's get back to the emails. Social Security email. Boy, we get a lot of these. Linda in St. Paul, Minnesota. I've been widowed twice. I'm currently unmarried. I am currently receiving survivor benefits from my second husband, which I began taking at age 63. If I switch to my first husband's survivor benefit, which most likely is larger, I am now 67. We were married for 20 years. Would they be decreased because I received early benefits from my second husband?
I don't believe they will be. You're entitled to the full amount. They're going to look at it as a new benefit being started. It's not a combination of the old benefit, from second husband and the benefit. They don't combine the survivor benefits. The only benefit they combine for that is spousal retirement benefits and your own retirement benefit. So it should not be reduced. You should be able to get the full retirement age widow's benefit from the late ex-husband that has the bigger benefit that you're not already receiving.
Yeah, because this is a survivor benefit.
Well, both of the exes are dead.
Right. Yeah, so I'm saying. So she began taking it at 63. If this were a
if she had started her own benefit. No, but it's a survivor benefit. Even if you started your own benefit at 63, a reduced benefit at 63, and then later switched over to a widow's benefit at full retirement age, there's no reduction in it because it's changing from a retirement benefit to a widow's benefit.
Yeah.
The only time there's a reduction is if I apply for my own benefit early and then apply for a spousal benefit, retirement benefit. The spousal retirement and my own retirement benefit are coordinated together. My retirement benefit and the widow's benefit are not coordinated together. I could apply for the widow's benefit as early as age 60 and receive almost a 30% discount on it, leave my own benefit to grow until age 70, assuming it will get larger than the widow's benefit, and then switch over to my full benefit without any coordination of the two benefits. So the widow's benefits are not coordinated with each other. You took one early, fine. Take the next one when it gets bigger.
Exactly, exactly. So,
and once you're full retirement age, the widow's benefits do not grow anymore.
No, and that's an important point as well.
Waiting until 70 does not do you any good on a widow's benefit.
Yeah, and neither did the spousal benefits, too, by the way. The spousal benefits don't grow either.
The only one that grows until age 70 is your own benefit, if you delay taking it until age 70.
Yes. So in Linda's case...
She should be able to apply, assuming the second late ex-husband's benefit is larger than the first late ex-husband's benefit.
Right, you're going to get the larger benefit. So
you'll be able to apply for that larger one now.
Right, and then if you can potentially let yours grow, and then if yours happens to be...
And you can then apply for your own at age 70 if you haven't taken it yet.
Right, if it is indeed larger.
Yeah.
You're going to take... You have...
All kinds of options here,
yes,
maybe.
You do. Now, what if she got married? If she got married, it's not going to affect anything at this point.
Well, she would continue to get the benefit she's currently receiving. She could still then take her own benefit at age 70, but she would not be able to switch to the new benefit if she gets married before she starts receiving it.
No, she's kind of locked in, but she doesn't lose the survivor benefit.
She is eligible for it, though, so just apply for it.
All right, just do
it. You're 67. Apply for it.
Thanks, Linda. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Some trivia coming up as well. More of your emails and phone calls when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIP. PC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs a little help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 4 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 4 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Napa Know How.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Reminder that we're here today live, which you knew, and tomorrow we're off, of course, for the 4th of July holiday. Some people aren't. Yeah, if you are working, I mean, sorry about that, but we're not.
I've worked a lot of 4th of July holidays.
I have worked many. For the only holiday I've never actually worked over my long career, 30 what now?
Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas. 30-some-odd years. I've never worked a single Christmas, so I guess I've been lucky in that regard. I've worked everything else, but I haven't worked Christmas, so whatever. Doesn't mean anything. I just thought I'd let you know that. But anyway, we're not here tomorrow. Who cares? But either working or you're not. We aren't here. We'll have a program on some great segments once again for you on tomorrow's program. Then we'll be back live on Wednesday to answer more of your questions. So if you have any questions or comments, whatever, and you haven't been able to get them in today, we'll take your calls and your emails again on Wednesday. And coming up on Wednesday, interestingly enough, we'll be talking about, we were just talking about life insurance a moment ago, life insurance strategies. And I suppose you could include, perhaps, Professor Plum, some of these strategies regarding long-term care, could you not?
Well, it is the use of a life insurance contract to use for your benefit somehow, whether it's just your death, whether it's to accumulate cash, to pay for retirement and things of that nature, to replace a pension, or to pay for long-term care. Is it an efficient use of money to do it? And we can use it.
Yeah, so that's just one of them. But there are other ways to use life insurance. We did not get a chance to talk about this a couple of weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, when we had planned to. So if you've been holding on breathlessly waiting for us to talk about life insurance strategies, yes, we're going to talk about that on Wednesday and include, normally we'd also include Gene Pastula, our life insurance guru, but since he won't be here tomorrow because of the holiday, we'll talk about it ourselves on Wednesday. That's kind of how that works. So life insurance strategies coming up on this program on Wednesday. Okay, today's email, today's trivia comes to us direct from the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office. Let's see. Outlays of the U.S. government, in other words, expenditures, are projected to grow 65% over the next decade. That goes fiscal year 2017 to fiscal year 2027. Projected to grow 65% over the next decade. Mandatory outlays are projected to grow 73%. Discretionary outlays to grow just 22%, while interest costs, how would they know this, are projected to grow 184%. That's impossible to tell what that...
We've been projecting interest rates to go up for quite a while now.
We have.
We've
now they're at 184%.
So a 65% increase over 10 years, that's about a little over 5% compounded annual interest effective. Increase.
Increase.
Yeah. It's a 5% increase
Yeah.
per year. You know, 5.15.
I don't know. Is that enough? I can't. It's too hard to tell.
It's higher than inflation, at least what we've seen.
It's higher than inflation, but
as measured by the CPI.
Yeah. So, but then of course the question is, how much does your population grow during that same amount? So it'd be interesting to find out. It's probably been a little bit too low. In fact, it has been a little bit too low over the last decade or two. But that's just kind of the way things are politically.
Projection of the future, which may or may not actually come to fruition.
No. How often does it actually come? I would love to go back to fiscal year 2007 and see what their projections were for at least interest costs. Interest being paid on treasuries, what they were expected to spend over the next 10 years.
Well, I know that we were talking about interest rates rising back then.
Well, and they were higher.
And they went down.
And they went down.
Quite a bit.
They did. In fact, I think it was around 2005, 2006, the 10-year was still up around 5%. I'd have to go back and look. I'm not 100% sure, but I do believe that's the case. All right, let's see. One more email. Got time for one more here. Alicia in North Las Vegas, Nevada. We talked about ex-spousal benefits, and I think that this really triggered something. It was almost 2 hours ago we talked about this. And so Alicia has a question. I'm going to be 62 years old in a few weeks. I'm going to apply for Social Security benefits. I went to the Social Security office to find out... my opinion, okay. I'm divorced for over 25 years now. The Social Security officer told me that I would get $1,078 a month benefits on my own Social Security record right now. If I take the benefit under my ex-husband's Social Security, I will get $1,178 a month. My question is, am I still qualified to apply on my own Social Security with full benefits at age 70, where I would be getting $1,890 a month?
Well, the only way you would be eligible to apply for the full benefit at age 70 is if you did not apply for anything. If you apply now for a spousal benefit, you said you were 62, did I hear that right?
Going to be 62 in a few weeks.
Right. You're applying at 62, so that means that you are applying for your own benefit first and getting the $1,078 of your own benefit and applying for a spousal benefit, and you're going to get $1,178. Well, you're not getting both of those on top of each other. You're getting $1,078 of your own and $100 of a spousal benefit. But you're receiving your own. And because you're receiving your own, it won't grow with delayed retirement credits. It will not increase other than cost of living allowances as applied on an annual basis. Because you've applied for your benefit. You cannot receive a spousal retirement benefit without applying for your own benefit. And because you're now turning 62, you will never be able to apply for a spousal retirement benefit without applying for your own benefit first. It just doesn't work that way anymore for somebody who was born after 1953. You were born after 1953, after January 1st.
January 1st of 54.
Which means that any time you apply for a retirement benefit, you are applying for your own benefit first. And if the spousal benefit is higher, you can apply for a spousal benefit equal to the difference between your own benefit and that higher spousal benefit. So you get about $100 in spousal benefits and your own benefit. And because you're receiving your own, you cannot wait for it because you're already receiving it.
Yeah, up until 2015, or really 2016, they passed the law in 2015, late 2015.
In November, yeah.
You were able to...
but even that required you waiting until 66 or 60.
Well, full retirement age. But that's all right. I mean, you know, people did that. They took advantage of that where you're able to do what we called, I don't know if they call it, it's a restricted application. That's kind of
what commonly known as a restricted application.
I think Social Security has a different name for it, but whatever, it doesn't matter. That's exactly what it is. You restrict your applications to the spousal benefit only. And leave your own to grow. But of course, now we can't do that. It's just some kind of sneaky thing they pulled almost immediately and didn't tell anybody. It just happened. So
it happened pretty quick.
It happened very quick. I think it was I think they voted in the middle of the night or something.
Yeah, we found out about it after they voted for it.
Oh, yes, that's exactly what happened. Behind closed doors. Oh, please. Okay, out of time. We thank you for the emails and the phone calls. Don't forget, we're going to be off tomorrow, but we'll be back live Wednesday. If you want to speak to Professor Plum, you got to do so today. Give him a call after the show, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.